This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Freedom Fest 2019 here at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. With you in our remote studio, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've also got a special guest to kick off tonight's show. Jason Cousins is with us. He's the founder and CEO of Glint. And I came across Glint because the guy that I kind of work with in the radio business, I guess he's working with you guys in some way, shape, or form. And he said, hey, you guys are going to Freedom Fest. So's the guys from Glint. You're going to be into this. You guys love precious metals. You love alternative currencies. And Glint's doing something pretty interesting from what I understand with gold and a debit card. Can you tell me more about it? Jason?
Yeah, sure. Well, we, as far as we know, we're the first company in the world to enable physical gold locked in a vault to be used as money in payments and electronic payments at the point of sale with a debit card. Really, our mission is to, you know, enable gold to be used as money in every way you could possibly imagine money would be used.
I think this is a neat idea, and it's not the first time I've heard of it, but you guys may be indeed the first to actually successfully do it if you're actually doing it, because there was a few years ago, I forget what it was, I don't know if it was an Australian company or what it was, but there was some company that pitched that they were going to do this, and it completely fizzled. It never really came to fruition. I don't know if you were aware of that one.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of a few different companies that have tried and attempted to do it but failed. So some have not got their regulatory side of things sorted out. Some people, you know, enable you to buy physical gold, but then you have to and give you a debit card, but you've got to sell it first. That can take up to 2 days. Then the MAT money ends up on your debit card account, and you can spend whatever you've sold. But
Then you're just spending a dollar balance or whatever currency.
And whatever you've got in gold still sat there in gold. If you want to spend that, you've got to go back into your app and then sell it.
Right.
With Glint, you're able to buy physical gold. You're able to do that at a really cheap rate, at only 0.5%. It's the cheapest we can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either just hold it there and save it, or at any time you have the convenience or the utility to be able to spend it as money. And, you know, we can do that in 150 different currencies, so it's a really great travel product as well. You still only charge 0.5%. I mean, you know, but there's some real reasons why we've done this. It's not just because it's cool to just be able to...
what are the reasons why you've done this?
Well, I mean, for somebody who's disrupting the financial services space, I'm not from a financial services industry. You know, I qualified as an architect and came out of architectural university good at VR, the first time VR was cool. And that was back in the early 90s. And I got from there, merged into e-commerce and web dev and multimedia internet marketing. And I had a couple of agencies doing that. And there I am, you know, as a financial crisis unfolded in 07 and 08, and I'm watching banks, Lehman Brothers, you know, going bust. Northern Rock in the north of England, where I'm from, going bankrupt. And the realization that suddenly, wow, so a bank is not a safe deposit of my money? I thought it was.
Surprise.
And then learning that it isn't anymore, that actually fundamentally it ceases to be yours when you put the money in the bank. They lend it out to other people. They put it at risk. And you're supposed to get an interest rate for that. And so that was set my mind going. You know, I'd spent the previous 15 years looking at how the digital economy, the digital ecosystem and tech could be used to do things more efficiently or do things in different ways or do completely new things. And to suddenly see this, my mind is a problem-solving mind, and I'm thinking about how tech can do this. So immediately I'm starting to think, what's the alternative to a bank? What is a safe deposit of my money? And then, of course, what it does is it starts, you know, your mind, once it starts going in a direction, doesn't stop. And I know a lot of your listeners probably all know all this stuff, but it was certainly a new journey for me. You start thinking about money itself as well, you know, and why is
it's a complicated question.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah. And why is it that a dollar used to buy me 4 chocolate bars, now only buys me 1.
A half a chocolate bar.
Yeah, now it's half the size. And of course, the financial industry is great at throwing names at that, like shrinkflation, just to confuse us.
Sure.
And I've got a really simple view about what money is. You know, if I'm lucky enough for you to do something for me, if I say, hey, Ian and Mark, I want to set up a podcast, you think you could help me, how am I supposed to do that? Then I owe you one. And that I owe you that I have to you is a promise, you know. And I just look at money and think of it simply as a ledger of promises between people. And that should be sacrosanct. It should not be corruptible. It shouldn't be able to be changed. It shouldn't be worth... You'd be pretty annoyed if next year I came back to you and said, oh, yeah, you know that promise I gave you? I'm only going to give you half of it back. You know, that shouldn't be the case. Why should that happen, you know? And, of course, all ledgers... well, gold, as I learned, had been the ultimate ledger. You know, it started off 2,000 years ago, and it may be earlier as being money.
Oh, I suspect it was quite a bit earlier. Yeah,
and it was chosen as money because it can't be corrupted. Its nature can't be changed. It's created when two neutron stars collide.
Mm.
You know, and I think, wow, you know, what a perfect form of money. The problem with any other form of money that's built or managed or whose nature is defined by human beings is that it can be corruptible.
Especially the government money, as we've seen.
Yeah, you know, whether it's a cryptocurrency, currency or whether it's a government-issued currency, if it's defined and if its nature is created by human beings, they can change that. And whether it's Bitcoin going splitting up and going for Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Classic, whether it's central banks demonetizing, you know, printing money through quantitative easing, all of these things, it's corrupting those promises that we gave each other. It's corrupting money, and it means that it's not worth people saving anymore. Because it's going to become worthless over time. And if you store it somewhere, you could lose it all.
I don't necessarily agree that Bitcoin splitting into Bitcoin Cash is corrupting cryptocurrency, but I could see that it could make it confusing, right? Yeah. It adds a confusion factor to the new user. They're like, what? There's more than one Bitcoin, huh?
Yeah.
Whereas gold doesn't split. Gold is just what it is, and there's a certain amount of it in the earth, and that's what it
and
is.
And it's trusted all over the world. But as my friends had said to me, but Jace, it's stuck in a vault. I can't use it to even buy a coffee.
Right.
And that was like a red rag to a bull to me. I was like, well,
how do I make that happen?
How does that happen? That was about 10 years ago, obviously. And, you know, it took a long time to work out how the payment system works. I was involved in e-commerce, but not the payment system. And then trying to work how to do it. A lot of people told me you can't do it. A lot of people told me you won't be allowed to do it. And I built a prototype, pulled a fantastic team of people together. And we've built a highly scalable payments platform that allows you. It's a multi-currency platform, really. That enables you to own gold and other currencies.
Has it launched? Is this a thing? Can you pull
already,
out a Blink
card? It's already live in Europe. We have tens of thousands of people in Europe who are using it, are putting thousands of thousands of dollars worth of their wealth into their accounts. We're doing millions and tens of millions of pounds of transactions. It's working, and we're about to bring it to the USA any day now. So we've got our beta test running. We're doing our final testing. You've got to watch this space. It's about to go live.
So... I mean, one of the issues with gold is that it you have to put it in a vault, right?
Yeah.
And so the vault has to. There's electricity involved. There's people walking around with guns. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. There's cost.
Yes.
To holding gold as opposed to, you know, say keeping it in your house. But if you're keeping it in your house, then you're not using a debit card to do it. How do you cover those costs? I mean, is there an annual cost for the card, the debit
per
card,
transaction?
Or is it just per transaction? How's that work?
Yeah, so the main fee that we charge our clients is 0.5% every time you exchange between a currency. So that's, for instance, when you buy gold, you may be going from US dollars into gold. That's 0.5%. If you want to sell your gold, that's going from gold into dollars at 0.5%. We don't charge if you spend your gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we don't want you to think of gold. We want gold to behave like any other currency.
Right, because that's a disincentive, right?
Yeah,
like if I have to pay extra to use gold, I'm less likely to want to do anything with
and
it.
If you know you on our platform in Europe we've got you also euros and dollars and pounds you can say save into those different wallets and spend from those wallets as well as the gold. We'll be bringing that extra currency functionality here to the U.S. as soon as we can.
So I'm not sure Americans are going to understand that.
Let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying that on the Glint system,
yeah,
there will be different wallets within it under my account, so I can have a gold balance, I can have a U.S. dollar balance as well,
yeah,
and a euro balance?
When we launch here in the USA, you will have a U.S. dollar balance, mm-hmm, and you will have a gold balance. Those things will be separate from each other. You can choose whether to spend from your U.S. dollars, or you can choose to spend from your gold, okay? Or you can
and
exchange.
How do you choose it? Is it like an app? Or
yeah, we've got an app. You can go in there and you just select, you know, I'm using my gold for the foreseeable future. And every time you then use your card, it takes from your gold balance. And if there's no gold left, you'll get declined.
And
there's no credit involved in this.
Can you stay with us for another segment here? We're
absolutely
going to keep this going.
Yeah,
more with Jason Cousins from Glint. And by the way, the website glintpay.com. We will continue here in moments from Freedom Fest 2019. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths, and I want yours to be as clean as possible with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Freedom Fest 2019 in Vegas. It is definitely not too late for you to come out here and join us. It's a big event. I have no idea what the single-day tickets cost, but I bet they're still available. So go to freedomfest.com. You can learn more about the event there as we continue here with our special guest to start out our show here tonight. We've got Jason Cousins. He's with us from Glint, the website glintpay.com. Before we continue with that, I do want to let you know about local.bitcoin.com. Because we love all kinds of forms of alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live, and certainly Bitcoin Cash is one of those. You can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or even just meeting up in person with cash. You don't have to show an ID to the site to create your account, and your conversations between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash there. That's local.bitcoin.com. So Jason, you were telling us about your kind of your history of how you came across, you know, real money or better forms of money like gold, and I presume you're interested in silver to some extent as well. Or is it just gold?
Well, you know, I look at the fundamentals again, and I think gold is the ultimate currency. Mm-hmm. I think silver was introduced like other forms of money because gold sometimes was a bit inconvenient within the commercial environment. You know, if you wanted to pay for something in gold and it wasn't very much, it was just a small thing you wanted to buy or a tiny service,
right,
then the gold would have been too small a piece to cut off the bar or whatever or make into a coin. So silver was the next best thing. I mean, at the end of the day, though, what we've done with gold is allow it to be used into, you know, infinite small decimal points of a piece of gold. I mean, you know, I buy things with 0.002 grams of gold. I mean, you know, an atom of gold is worth the same relative as a ton of gold. It's the same. That's one of the reasons it's
such
good as money.
Moving digitally.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, that's one of the problems with gold that we certainly identified. Like I told you earlier, we're longtime, you know, alternative currency guys here, and making change with hard metals is very, very difficult to do. There's basically no way to do it in real life. But with what you're talking about here, Glint, and I'm definitely interested in seeing this thing. Hoping that it launches successfully within the United States, to give people the opportunity to be able to spend gold digitally, and then later on, if they want to, they can claim it, right? Like they could actually withdraw it from your vault for some sort of shipping fee. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just to give you an idea, I'm just looking at my app right now, and we went to a cool bar and restaurant in downtown Las Vegas last night, and we bought dinner for three of us with 2.0148 grams of gold.
Amazing.
You know, I was at the Four Seasons Las Vegas for one night, and you know, that cost me just over 9 grams of gold.
So this is working now in the U.S. It's just not available to people in the U.S.
Okay. I mean, our European clients can use Glint anywhere in the world. British Airways, I bought something while I was flying at 35,000 feet.
Can you show us the card? Can you show the physical
sure.
The piece here? And it's cool to be able to see the app. So glintpay.com is the website. Now, is it a Visa or MasterCard branded? He's got it in another place, but that's all right. You can come back and show us here in a moment.
It's a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard. We could work conceptually with any payment card provider. We could work with MasterCard. Sorry, we do work with MasterCard. We could work with Visa or...
Is that like one of the most difficult parts about all this? Do they even know or care what you guys are doing? How does that work?
The difficulty with building a company like this, an alternative currency, and gold has been huge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very lucky to be working with a whole team of really talented people. There's the regulatory side of it. You know, we wanted to make sure that governments and regulators around the world were really happy with Glint, the payment people we integrate with, because we want Glint to have immediate utility now. I mean, we're bringing out peer-to-peer, person-to-person payments soon, later this year.
Really?
But we didn't do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you imagine, we launched Glint, you become our first two clients, and you go, right, let's go and spend our gold. You walk into the coffee shop down the road and say, hey, I want to pay with Glint. And they go, what's Glint? Oh, we've got, but it's a payment system. We'd like to pay with gold. They go, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I realized really early on that the most important thing to get this off the ground was to give it immediate utility for you to spend your gold anywhere in the world. And it didn't matter if they weren't receiving the gold.
Right.
It didn't matter. With Glint, you can take your Glint card, you can pay for a sake in Japan, you can pay for a curry in Mumbai, you can buy a burger in Texas.
It's impressive.
Anywhere in the world. At 35,000 feet, I can buy a chocolate bar with American Airlines. I can, you know, it's usable straight away, and that was the most important thing for me, and that's why we've got tens of thousands of people using it now. Now we're about to introduce the peer-to-peer, but that's going to be after we launch into the USA. This was the most important thing for us, is that we give everybody in the USA the opportunity to use Glint, because our vision is a world where everyone has the same opportunity to prosper. And the first step in that road is to give them a reliable form of money in the form of gold. We don't think that everyone is going to be able to prosper. That's up to them and individually.
Sure.
But everybody needs the same level playing field. And I don't think the monetary system has done that for people. And so this is what we're trying to do for the world.
What's it like, you know, for somebody opening an account? Is there a minimum deposit as far as purchasing a certain amount of gold to open an account?
Again, you know, it's like if you want to make gold money, it's got to behave like any other form of money. You can open an account. It only takes you 3 minutes. Everyone's got to go through a little bit of a KYC, know your customer kind of test, you know. But this, most people go through automatically on the application straight away and into the app. The others might need to supply a little bit of extra information, but most people go through straight away. And you can literally deposit $1 in there. Because I want my 21-year-old son to be able to start building, putting some money into his gold, you know?
So can I, well, I send it from PayPal? How do I send it to you?
You can do a bank transfer, or you can do a debit card top-up into your account. It would appear in a U.S. dollar account. And then you could just spend your U.S. dollars if you want, but that's not the point.
Why would you
want
to do that?
That's not the point. The point is that you can then buy some gold, you've got some real sound money,
right,
and you're beginning to have your own personal gold standard.
I went to Japan recently for the first time, and, you know, anytime you do international travel with a credit card, U.S. dollar denominated credit card, you pull out your credit card at the restaurant, you swipe it, everything goes fine, but then later you look and you see, oh, well, they hit you with a transfer fee or an international usage fee. What's that going to be like with Glint if I've got the Glint card and I've gone to Japan, but my normal usage is in U.S. dollars? Am I going to get hit with a fee to turn it into yen?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you're trying to create fairness and give everyone the same opportunity to prosper, you come straight into the exchange rate problem.
Yeah.
You know, you go to an airport and it says fee-free exchange, and it's the biggest con you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but they've moved the exchange rate.
Yeah,
they've added a huge margin on.
Right.
It's like, what's that all about? You know, what we do at Glint is we exchange your gold into yen or whatever currency it is at the real interbank exchange rate.
Right then at that moment.
Wow. Yeah, we don't wait a month to find out. And then we only charge you the 0.5% that I said you pay when you exchange from one currency to another. You know, the whole FX space is a complete...
So just to clarify, the 0.5% comes in when you buy the gold or you turn the gold into something else on the system, but not when you pay at the point of sale?
Not when you pay in your currency, your resident currency.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, here, if you buy some Great British pounds, yeah, you pay an exchange rate to go into pounds. But when you land in Britain, into London, and you pay, you don't pay anything else.
Okay? Right.
But if you...
Hold that thought. One more segment. All right. Can you stick with us?
No problem.
All right. Hang on. We're with Jason Cousins. He's here with us from Glint. This is Free Talk Live, and we're going to have you go get the card, too, so you can show that off. It is Free Talk Live. More coming up from Freedom Fest 2019.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has disavowed chants of send her back that took place at a rally on Wednesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California was also asked about the president's comments and says we do have to remember one thing.
The president didn't join in any chant like that. And if you're going to claim the president having a battle over a socialist issue and the socialist Democrats, that's one that he has taken up even in the State of the Union.
President Trump says a U.S. Navy airship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Speaking from the White House this afternoon, the president added that tensions have been running high between Iran and the United States in the Persian Gulf. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. It's Ian Mark here in our remote studio. And Mark, before we continue talking about paying with gold via a gold-backed credit card or debit card, we'll get deeper into that with Jason Cousins from Glint. But first, my magic mud, because regardless of what you're paying with, you still got to have clean teeth.
Yeah, oral health is important no matter what the situation. And my magic mud really is an innovation, like Glint is an innovation in its particular sector. My magic mud, unlike the toothpaste that you buy at the grocery store where you can read the ingredients and you're like, I don't know what any of this stuff means, is it, unlike that, it is made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Now, anybody who knows anything about bentonite clay, it's given to livestock, you know, carbon-based creatures just like we are, in order to promote health. My Magic Mud is great. Not only is it clinically proven to whiten teeth, if you use it like I have, first once every day for 4 days, then after that, every 4 to 7 days after that, you're going to have the whitest teeth that you can have. They're not going to be sort of alien white or anything like that. These are your teeth, all the stains will be removed. But besides that, it also makes your teeth, in my opinion, feel far cleaner than regular toothpaste does. You can get My Magic Mud at health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, natural grocers, Walmart's natural beauty aisle, Amazon, wherever you want to get it. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com, and you use coupon code FTL20, you get 20% off. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20, and it's not like it costs a great deal or anything like that, and there's lots of uses in, for it, as far, lots of uses inside a container. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Sorry, we're trying to communicate over here while you were doing that. There's a lot to talk about here with Glint. I got to say, honestly, it's something that's exciting to me because this is, I think Mark and I commented while you walked away a moment ago, was that, you know, we wanted to see this a decade ago.
Right. This is what we've been waiting on.
And it's finally here now. It's not just some sort of concept. You've actually, you brought your debit cards out here, the Glint cards. This is real. You're using it.
I noticed that your debit card has those little swipey scratches on it from use.
So it's been utilized.
Right. I mean, this is what mine looks like, you know, because I have to stick it at the pump of the gas station.
Yeah. So we were talking about the fees, because, you know, I want to ferret out all the fees, right?
Because,
yeah, you know, a lot of times with credit cards, debit cards, there's always fees, and there's some they're not really upfront about. So you've got a 0.5%, so half a percent fee to purchase gold through Glint. That then you hold a balance in gold on the Glint card.
Yes.
You can then go to 7-Eleven or the hotel or wherever it is you're eating or buying things, spend it in your home country for no additional fee. There.
That is right. That's correct.
But if I go to Japan,
yes.
Can I still spend in Japan with no additional fee?
No, because you're exchanging your gold for a different currency. You're exchanging it for Japanese yen.
I see.
So I wanted to model it in the same way with US dollars, you know? So if you have US dollars and you use your US dollars at home, then it doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
If you want to buy Japanese yen before you go on holiday, you fly over there, when you go into yen, you pay something, normally 5 or 6%, but when you get there you don't have to pay any more once you've already bought your yen. So if you're spending out of yen, you don't pay any more. But if you travel over there with your debit card and use your US dollar account, you have to pay to exchange it from dollars to yen. That's what we're trying to model with Glint. It was trying to do the same thing. So if you've gone into gold, when you spend in gold in your home currency, we don't want you to have to pay anything else.
I see.
But if you fly to London or Europe or to Tokyo, then, yeah, you'll pay an exchange fee. But it's only 0.5%. You're saving about 5% compared to some of the banks, what they would charge you when you travel.
Not bad.
So
you can also redeem your gold for cash at an ATM, you know, anywhere in the world. There is a charge for that, though. I mean, and it varies from ATM provider, but I think you have that anyway with some of your banks here in the U.S. as well.
And can one just write a check, say, monthly, if you want to use your Glint card, right? And say you know that you're going to spend on a debit card, generally, $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Can you just write a $2,000 check to the Glint company ahead of time and, you know, every month on the 1st, and then you've got that money?
Yeah, I mean, I've told my bank that I want to automatically transfer. You know, I think I transfer about 3/4 of my paycheck into my gold every single month, and it just gets transferred by using the bank transfer mechanism we've got.
Now that's ACH. That's not the same thing as writing a check, though.
Yeah, we don't accept checks in the post. Yeah.
Most people don't want to use checks anymore, Mark. That's kind of an old.
I haven't really done this kind of thing for a while.
Talking about old, here, I've got this gold coin here, which I carry around in my wallet just to remind us how long gold has been used as money.
And that is an old thing.
Mark, that's an old coin.
Incredible.
And where is this from? This looks like it could be Byzantium.
It's actually minted in 50 BC.
Wow.
So that's over 2,000 years old, and it was minted in the north of England, believe it or not.
So like a bunch of druids got together and pounded this out, some tree stump.
Before the Romans, even that is a very old coin,
it
and
it sure
is beautiful as well. But
it's amazing. It's intricate and amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to give that back to you.
Yeah, because as probably most of your listeners already know, an ounce of gold 2,000 years ago, the old adage goes, would have bought you a Roman toga, and today gold's trading at over $1,400 an ounce, and no matter what kind of taste you have in clothing, that's going to buy you a nice
something
outfit.
Nice.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I think you
can pay more than that for a suit, but you shouldn't have to pay
more than
that.
Well, that's one of the things that we've brought that up on the air a myriad of times on Free Talk Live, when pointing out that precious metals have historically been a very good hedge against the government's inflation. When the government continues to inflate the money supply inflate their fiat currencies in whichever country we're talking about. It's precious metals that continue to hold their value. Even as the price of gold goes up, it's still holding value compared to what it can buy.
But you see, I look at it from my simple non-financial brain, and I just look at it and go, actually, it isn't that the price of gold is going up in price.
Right.
Gold is the only thing that is constant in this conversation. Gold is the only thing that has stood the test of time.
It's
and still
the value
buys
of dollars going down.
It's the confidence in our paper money, that whether it's dollars or euros or pounds, it's going up and down. And so it looks
over,
like...
it's down. It doesn't go up.
Yeah, generally down.
If you look at the trend of the U.S. dollar of the last 100 years, it's down. It's down significantly.
And I've stopped talking about the last 100 years or the last... 1,000 years or 2,000 years, now I'm talking about the last, in my lifetime, the U.S. dollar has lost 80% of its purchasing power in the last 50 years.
That has to be true for the pound sterling, too,
it's
right?
It's the same, a little bit worse for the pound sterling, you know? And some people who are not as educated in this, they're beginning their journey about this, the first thing it says to me is, why would you use gold as money? And I'm like, dude,
why would you
use anything else?
I think, you know, as an individual...
Because it was too hard until
and
now.
Because it was never even possible. And so people have been going along having to live with it, because what's the point in worrying or arguing or crying about something you can't change? Here we can change. It's change is right in front of you. All you have to do is download the app on Android and iOS, and you can get going with it. You know, for the first time ever, you can use gold as money.
And what can somebody who's in the United States do? Because it hasn't officially launched here?
Yeah, well, it hasn't just launched today. We're doing final beta testing. There are about 100 people out there in the USA now doing beta testing with the product. We're into our final test because we want it to be right for our consumers, retailers. But you can go to our website, and there's a pre-register page there. You click on that, put your name, I think, and your email address in, and you'll be one of the first people to know the day we launch. You can download the app and start using it.
What is the gold debit card thing that you have there? It looks like a big piece, and it feels like a big piece.
This is a prototype with something we're going to be launching in about 16 weeks' time. I'll let you feel that.
This is much more substantial than a credit card.
Yeah.
This is
heavy.
Metal.
It's heavy.
Yeah, Ian, hold it.
What kind of metal is this?
It's a solid gold card.
It's solid gold?
It's
okay.
18 carats because it's a little bit harder than 24-carat gold.
It makes me want to try to bend it.
It's solid. But I love the feeling of it. You know, when you feel one of these solid, any kind of gold, when you put it in your hand, and certainly with this gold debit card, it has a feeling that goes up through your wrist and into your arm, and it just tells you this is something different.
Right.
This is definitely something crazy when neutron stars collide.
I love that saying. I had no idea that was how gold was created.
It landed on our planet through meteorites and stuff, but, you know, and that's why it's kind of spread roughly evenly around the planet.
Hang on to that thought here. If you could stick with us a little bit more, Jason Cousins is here from glintpay.com, G-L-I-N-T, glintpay.com. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. Day number two. We got two whole more days of this event. And so it's definitely not too late for you to come out and join us here. We're at the Paris Hotel in beautiful Las Vegas, and freedomfest.com is the website for the event. As we continue here, I do want to definitely say thank you to Paul Barnes, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Paul is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that you can help us get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 200 stations as of right now, and we can get a bunch more. It's possible to have, you know, 300 or more stations on board here with Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us out with that and get some cool perks like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, there is the... there's also special contributors areas on our Discord and more. You can go get the full list of benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So thank you again to Paul Barnes for doing that. As we continue, it's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. Jason Cousins is with us for an extended interview here on Glint, which is the product that is already available in Europe, you said, that allows, if you're just tuning in, it's a debit card. It's got the MasterCard logo on it and everything, so you can use it anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
And tens of thousands of people are using this in Europe currently.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And so it's great that it's actually already out there. This isn't just some pitch. This isn't
concept. It's already out there. We're working with MasterCard. Very proud to be working with them. We're also working with Brinks in Switzerland and Zurich, who look after your gold.
That was going to be a question I had for you. It was about storing the gold.
Yeah.
We were... pretty close to the Liberty Dollar, which was, I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
They were an alternative currency, sure. Gold and silver based. They actually had actual pieces that they minted and also warehouse receipts. I think they had some sort of early digital version of that, but it didn't last for very long before the federal government came in and stole all of the gold and the silver out of their the mint, or the vault, yeah, that they had it in. What sort of protections do you guys have? I mean, because obviously if, you know, a government goon squad comes knocking on the vault door, they're probably going to let them in. I mean, do you worry about that at all? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, as I said right at the beginning, you know, we've worked very closely with the regulators in the territories that we move into. So we've done that in the UK. We've done that in the 31 countries of the EEA. We've done that in the US as well. So we're part of the regulatory environment here. And fundamentally, you're owning and spending gold. If you look in my app and you see the transactions down there, you're seeing that you're spending things with gold grams. There's no JSON coin. You know, there's no token that exists between you and your gold or your payments that you make. There's no, you know, new type of glint dollar that we've created. It's, you know, in your constitution it says that, for instance, I think a state may accept or make payments in US dollars, gold or silver. It's just plain, unadulterated physical gold. So we're not doing anything strange. And yes, the gold that you have, every cent, every dollar that you buy worth of gold is held securely and safely in the vault in Switzerland. It's not owned by us. It's run by a company called Brink, so one of the biggest vaulting companies in the world. It's insured by Lloyd's of London. If we go bust, your gold's still there. If they go bust, your gold's still there. If there's a global financial crisis, your gold's still there.
That insurance was going to be my next question.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what about from the merchant side of this? So let's say, you know, your typical merchant, they don't know or care about the customer spending gold, right?
No,
like the customer is going in. They know, the customer knows they're spending gold from their balance, but the merchant's getting dollars, so it's all transparent, it's all, you know, behind the scenes. The merchant doesn't need to know that. But what if you're dealing with a merchant who is interested in gold? What if there's a merchant who's like, well, I don't want I know what glint is, and I don't want dollars, I want the gold. Is there going to be a way for a merchant to kind of opt in to accepting actual gold rather than dollars? Is this the peer-to-peer aspect of the thing?
Yeah, listen, I'm always telling people every time I'm paying with gold, I'm telling the waitress or the waiter, hey, I'm paying with gold. And at first, some of them go cross-eyed, they kind of don't know what I'm talking about. When I get my app out and I show them, you know, half of them go, wow, the other half kind of just still don't get it. But, right now, the merchant has no idea unless you tell them. But we've all got to tell them because, of course, we've got to spread the word. It's important to do
this
that.
This is, to some extent, an activist space.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. You know, this you've got to spread the word. This is a movement as much as it is a product.
Yep.
But, it's important that eventually merchants also get to accept gold as payment. But as I think I explained before, you know, if you want gold to be used, first of all, you've got to start with the users. Anybody who owns it has to be able to spend it everywhere. So that's where we've integrated with the existing financial system. But we're also independent of it, and that requires an independent payments rails. That's, as long as you have a mobile phone, telephone number, you'll be able to receive and pay and make payments in gold, peer-to-peer, person-to-person. And we're kind of, let me just say, it's coming this year. Our platform's already capable of doing it. We're expecting that to come later this year.
So this will be like phone number based or username based, where you could
It's probably going to be both mobile phone number based and email based, probably a combination
of the two. So I'll get out my Glint app, I'll put in, you know, Jason Cousins at whatever, and put your username or your phone number
in. Say, hey, what's your number? Oh, okay, you have to, boom, I've just sent you a gram of gold.
Boom, done.
I'm going to take a picture of myself, little message, happy birthday, you know?
That's killer.
Yeah. And I think gifting will be one of the ways in which it spreads. You know, as the word spreads, people will start gifting gold.
Because then they'll have to get the app.
I mean, why would you want to gift anything but gold when you could suddenly gift gold to somebody and you know, and they can get it on the phone? But I think,
interestingly, so there's a long tradition, especially in Europe, where young people would be given some gold piece as a transition from youth to adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, now that you have this gold piece, you can operate inside the adult world. You know, whether it's a young man going off to war, having it sewn into his great coat, or a young woman in the form of a dowry, whatever the way that it would be given, it was given. And that gold symbolized your transition from not having any damn responsibilities at all to being, you know, your own sovereign individual.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the other important things that I've experienced is that some people think that gold is just a preserve of the wealthy. Oh, so glint is just for high-net-worth individuals. Well, hey, it works great for high-net-worth individuals because they've worked really hard all their lives and they've acquired a lot of wealth. Why shouldn't they be able to keep it and have it in a very safe and protected way? But I come across a lot of young people as well, and I say, listen, you can have gold too. You can start building up your wealth in a way that's indestructible, that is a way that's going to, you know, protect you against inflation, any yep. potential future financial crisis. You can start putting just a dollar a week in there if you want.
Right. So it's this important. Is the easiest way to do dollar cost averaging and saving. When you choose to save your money, this is the best way to save it.
Yeah.
And because when you're ready to get out and move into other yeah. investments, if that's what you want to do, you can leave some in the Glint card, but you can move it on out for yeah. a low cost.
And I never look at the gold price. I'm just buying it all the time, and right. I'm spending it all the time, and therefore I'm getting the average. And the
you spend a certain amount every week, like your typical paycheck. Somebody's getting a paycheck in, if they've got an extra 20 or 40 bucks yeah. or whatever, they yeah. can buy gold with it, yeah. and they just yeah. accumulate.
And you mentioned the word investment, and rightly so, it's being seen as an investment because it's only been able to be used as an investment. What mm-hmm. I keep telling people now is no longer just an investment.
Right.
It is money. And money shouldn't be something that's put at risk. An investment for me is something you risk. If you put money in the stock market, you're trusting me or my uncle, my brother to set up their business and the decisions they make to bet whether that business is going to become profitable or not. That's not what money should. Money is something you can invest, but money itself shouldn't be a risky product. It's money. It's storing your wealth. And if you want to right. invest it, if you want to go to that guy who's got a business, yeah, that guy you mentioned who likes gold, wants to be paid in gold,
yeah.
well, if he wants to borrow some money, you can go to him with your gold and say, I'll give you some gold. I'll do it through Glint. And I want such an interest rate on its return. Because that's one of the arguments. Sometimes people say, but gold doesn't have a yield. Hang on. Money doesn't have a yield either. If you put it under the pillow, it doesn't have a yield.
Money does not have a yield.
If you put it to work,
when you give your money to other people,
then it can get a yield.
Then sometimes they will give you back more money.
You can do that with gold too, but we're talking about the basic right. form of money here.
Just to be clear, that the difference between, there's no difference between money and gold because gold is money. When you give your gold or your money to someone else, sometimes they will give you back more than, presumably, that's how the investment works, is the idea is you're giving it off, but sometimes investments don't work.
That's right.
And you get nothing back.
Yeah.
So then you just gave your money away.
But you know that your gold is always going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people have used it as money. You can bury it in the ground. It's not going to go off in 2,000 years like that coin. It's still going to be there no matter what happens in the world. And God forbid there's another financial crisis that some people are talking about. I hope there isn't, but certainly it's kind of looking the way that it might be. But, your gold's safe.
I love it. I'm excited. Jason, please keep in touch with us, and we definitely want to let our listeners know when this thing is available in the United States. And, of course, we do have international listeners, so there are probably people who are very interested in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, Ian and Mark, thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, Glint's going to be here any week now, so get yourself pre-registered on our website.
Very exciting. GlintPay.com is his site. He's Jason Cousins, the CEO and founder, I believe, of Glint. We got more coming up here from Freedom Fest. It's of course, it's a hot one here in Vegas today and every day around this time. But it's been a great event so far and really cool people to hang out with. There's still plenty of time left. We got more Free Talk Live on the way. Of course, you can join us anytime over at FreeTalkLive.com. And don't forget to check out the Freedom Fest website, FreedomFest.com. We'll continue in moments.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.